Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Lone Tree Superintendent Ken Crawford about the Lone Tree Wellness Center.
For the Wellness Center, tell me about what features is it going to have?
Our Wellness Center's got one side's going to be a full-length basketball court going. You can go long ways or go sideways. So you're going to have tournaments there for basketball, volleyball. We have the standards that go both ways on those types of things there. And then we have a track on the second floor that goes around the entire building. It should take about 10, 11 laps for a mile. And then we also have weight equipment up there, cardio room, which you can do depending on the classes that we host, from spin classes to yoga or whatever people want, and those types of things there. That's in the middle. And then on the other side is our cardio room, which will have five treadmills, five ellipticals, three bikes, a couple rowers. We've got both sides of the cardio and the weight side. We've got TVs that have full access to cable TV and that kind of stuff there. So we think we've got a very good interactive type building that can be used for youth sports, high school sports, as well as then the community up on the second level.
And how will the center be staffed?
We've got a director coming on, Taylor Hotek is his name, and he's going to be organizing all the events that happen in there and try to have personal trainers and try to have the hold the classes, get the schedule out, as well as work the gymnasiums and make sure that everybody's, you know, members are in there, people are busy, and there's a lot of things for people to do.
And for membership rates, how will that work? Is it going to be staggered in prices for students or community members?
Yeah, we think we've got a very creative pricing guideline for anybody, and that's not, people have always been asking us, is this just for Lone Tree community members? No, it's for anybody. It can be Washington resident, Riverside residents, Lone Tree, Iowa City, anybody. You know, we figure we can pull from Columbus Junction, West Liberty as well, but it's going to be $25 a month for singles, $35 for a couple, and $40 for a family. And that's per month, and if you pay for 12 months, you get a month free on that kind of stuff. We have daily rates, $3 for senior citizens, $5 for regular people if you just want to come over and try it out. We also have a 10-punch pass card. You get 10 punches for $40. You know, we figure that's kind of our walker passes in the summer, that if somebody wants to just come in and walk, and they just buy a punch pass, come on in, do whatever you want. And we also have 6 months. We have year memberships as well as 6 month memberships. So if you want to come in from October through the winter months, that's it, and then buy a punch pass in the summer, that's perfect. So we think we've been creative enough without getting too crazy on 17 different levels of membership. We're trying to keep it simple and easy for everybody.
And was that all determined by the school board?
Yeah, the school board and I sat down and we kind of looked at the prices in Iowa City. We kind of looked at the prices in the surrounding area, and we feel we're undercutting everybody with our prices on that as well. And what we offer and what we see, I think we've got a pretty good deal in place.
When will the center be open for the community?
We're hoping that right now we've got June 18th as our grand opening at 5 o'clock, and we're going to have a big ribbon cutting that night, and we'll invite all the people that did the fundraising. Some of our senators and House of Representatives will be there. We're also going to invite anybody else that we feel is, you know, the city council, anybody else has spent a lot of time on that kind of stuff there. But that'll be our grand opening. And then for that week, if you join membership, our $10 processing fee to join, we'll waive that. And so it'd be kind of, you know, you'll save 10 bucks there by joining that week, as well as you'll kind of get a two-week free trial there, because we won't start your membership until July 1st. So that June 18th at 5 o'clock, we're really looking forward to having a bunch of people there, ribbon cutting, and just people taking a look at the center, because I think people will be very impressed when they see it. People think of a pole building, and it is not a pole building. It is a very, very nice facility.
How will this center impact the Lone Tree community?
Well, we're trying to make sure that the city council, by punching in as much money as they did and by putting it here, right here in the center of town, we want to attract more people to build houses here. We want to attract more people to the town. That we are a progressive but also an aggressive town, trying to get people to say, hey, we've got a lot to offer here in Lone Tree. And so we think it's going to impact as far as, hey, you don't have to drive out of town to do here. To all, you know, we have a lot of community members that drive to their job in Iowa City, and they work out before and after. Now they can come home, work out in town. Weekends they can work out in town. And we think that makes the community just a little bit more close-knit, as well as it's just a benefit for our community.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Lone Tree Superintendent Ken Crawford about the Lone Tree Wellness Center. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.